You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joining once again Mr. Hugh Massey, the CEO and founder of DNA Behavior International. He is a reformed accountant who spends his time traveling the world encouraging entrepreneurs and other leaders to adopt an understanding people before numbers approach to managing life and business, fostering the further development of entrepreneurship and distinction, and providing life experiences for his family. Mr. Massey, great to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be with you, Eric.
And nice to have you back with us. So tell us, for starters, about your groundbreaking research on the traits of successful entrepreneurs to get things rolling today.
Yeah, well, it's a very important thing to know who you are before you start an entrepreneurial venture. And even before you start a career, is to know, you know, how you're wired up and what your strengths and struggles are. And what we found after doing research on, firstly, 250 successful entrepreneurs that had started their own business and built the business up to, you know, some of them up to, you know, started at 1 million and many of them going past 10 million, what we found is the number one trait, Eric, is having a high degree of resilience. So a person who's resilient is able to take the hard knocks that come with starting a business, because it's not always a teddy bear's picnic, particularly at the outset. But, you know, along the way, there are many points where you have to make key decisions and they don't always all go right. And so, you know, you do take those bumps and you've got to be able to deal with it. You've got to have that mental strength, the rationality, and the ability to make quick decisions to move with the changing times. And so that's fundamental, and that's the strongest factor for a person to be successful.
Quite interesting that the top key trait is resilience. So speaking of resilience, what are the top five behavioral traits? Obviously, resiliency being number one.
The next one actually is risk-taking. So you do need to be sufficiently a risk-taker to want to go out there and be an entrepreneur. Are you going to take the chances? And then emotionally, how do you live with the losses? And there are always decision points as you grow a business as to what you do, and each person, you know, has a different stage of life, different needs, different financial capacities, and just different objectives. And so as the business grows, you know, there are different risk points which require decision making. The next one is creativity. So you do need the ability to innovate. And that usually is needed to, in fact, start the business, come up with some kind of innovative solution, but also to reinvent the business and scale it as you go along. And then the next one is what we call the pioneering trait, is having that goal drive to really push the business forward. And the final one is charisma, because at the end of the day, you do need to be able to influence people to come with you and create some kind of movement if you're going to build you know, a bigger business and have a following. So they're the five key traits, Eric.
Some tremendous information there, and most helpful. Now, in innovating in your business, what should the entrepreneur concentrate on?
So that's always interesting. I think if I break that down into two, to start with, you know, you need to come up with a market niche, fill a unfilled gap, and know how to do it concretely and make it understood to people who may not know what you're doing or what you've experienced yet. That's particularly if you're starting in a brand new niche, or if you're going to reinvent an area, you certainly need to be able to show in the way in which you're going to innovate that there is a benefit for the buyer, either in terms of straight out customer experience and price. They're the two things to address. I think the experience is today what people are wanting as the consumer, and I think the next big wave and revolution in business really is about providing customized experiences. So if I was an entrepreneur, or I am one, but you know, if I was looking at another new venture, be looking at how does that provide a very enhanced customer experience. I think the second phase is once you've got the business going, you know, where a lot of entrepreneurs fall in the trap is they think that they've got to bring completely brand new solutions to the business all the time. And that's actually what can send the business down the tubes, because the entrepreneur starts buying something or developing a technology or expanding the business beyond what it's great at. I'm always big on working on what you can be a 10 out of 10 at, and not trying to muck around with things that you are 8 out of 10 at or even less. So creative people who are innovators often think that they can do everything, but there's a reality there's really only a few things that you're going to be good at that you can be 10 out of 10 at. So I think if you're going to innovate, I would do it on what you know, and it's about enhancing the existing processes and systems and products that you have, not necessarily building a stack of new ones and taking the business into uncharted territory.
Today we're joined by Mr. Hugh Massey, the CEO and founder of DNA Behavior International, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Massey, what is one thing that you could have done differently in building your business?
If I'd done one thing different, it would have been having a business partner who to start the business with, who is heavily invested in the business. So I am the visionary who saw the market opportunity. I'm pretty capable of developing a lot of the solutions up to a point. So I did have that vision to create the business, but I think if I'd had what we would call a business integrator who could work with the operations side of the business, managing the team, and just being a good bouncing board for me, if I'd had that person a lot earlier, I think it would have been better for me, because some of my blind spots would have been covered. I've got those, that person there now. Leon Morales is, you know, doing a great job at running our business day to day and managing the team. And we've got some good C-suite executives. But I think if I'd had that really good number two from the start, then it would have been a whole lot better. So rather than me being a lone ranger at the start of the business.
And certainly appreciate your sharing that from a personal perspective, and that is most helpful. Lastly, what is the next wave of business growth?
Well, I believe the next wave of business growth really is around customization. We're seeing, for example, 3D printing, which, you know, until recently I didn't really know what that was, but, you know, people can even get their own, can get a house built to having, you know, your sand shoes or running shoes custom made by Nike and delivered to your home, you know, by FedEx. You know, they're sort of different examples of 3D printing. But I think if you take that and move it forward to customization in every area, you know, I do a lot of work in financial services, and I know the banks and the wealth management firms are looking at how do they deliver a customized experience on a scalable basis to every client. And that's really where the value is, and we're seeing this happen across many industries. And that's what, at the end of the day, people are going to pay for. If the supplier can't provide that, the consumer, because of technology and the internet and what's available online, they'll go and create their own. There's enough tools out there to do it. So businesses to really offer value long in the longer term and charge for it, need to be able to come up with those solutions that do provide customized experiences to their customers. And I believe this really prevails every area, whether you're a service business or a technology business.
Some great information shared here today, and we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here to share your knowledge and expertise on the subject. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Well, for the entrepreneur out there, you know, I think, Eric, we've covered a range of fields today, you know, what are your traits? What are some of the trends that are coming out there? You know, what have you got to do? And then we've also covered innovation. And, you know, the points I'd make it that, you know, to anyone listening to this call is, firstly, you know, I do believe you've got to know yourself and how you're wired and what your strengths and struggles are before you embark on the entrepreneurial journey. I don't believe there's any rush for anyone to do it. Of course, I know we're in the millennial age today where people come up with an idea and, you know, they just jump headfirst into it. But I think there's a lot of merit in starting slow and finishing big. You don't need to blow yourself up in the first go around on this. It's to, you know, really get in touch with your passions, your strengths and struggles, figure out where the market niches are, where the customized opportunities are, and then go into it hard, and you know, realize that building a business takes time. It, you know, you need relationships, you need people to believe in you, and have the resilience to know, and the fortitude to know, and the wisdom to know that, you know, the first go around may not always work, and you might need to keep on innovating, and it might take time. But if you really, you know, got your heart set on it, you've got to keep going. And that's, you know, I think too many people give up early once they do get on the entrepreneurial path. And if you're the right person for it, then just, you know, what I call keep going at it, be patient, but always have the, you know, the courage and drive to work hard at it.
Well, Mr. Massey, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for those concluding remarks as well. If someone wanted to get further details online on DNA Behavior International, where's the best place to do that?
Yeah, the best place, Eric, to go to is www.dnabehavior.com, and all of our solutions are there, and you can see, you know, the work that we're doing across, you know, quite a range of industry segments, particularly financial services, but we are across, you know, nowadays many industry segments across the world, and you know, we've got an extensive blog site there, and we've got research for entrepreneurs there, and an ebook actually on behaviorally smart entrepreneurship. So all of that can be accessed there at that website at dnabehavior.com.
Again, Mr. Massey, thanks so much for your time today and for joining us here on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Hugh Massey, the CEO and founder of DNA Behavior International. And for further details and for contact and for other resources, visit dnabehavior.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.